Pope John Paul was a giant on the world stage during his papacy, and even now he is storming the charts as the star of a new DVD, which has been described as an impressionistic view of his life set to music. The DVD is called Santo Subito, and takes its title from the "Make him a saint immediately" chants that were shouted out by crowds at his funeral mass. The music on the hour-long DVD ranges from trip-hop through acoustic guitar to orchestral recording and Gregorian chants. In a couple of clips, the late Pope is heard singing. The footage spans from the 1978 conclave that elected Cardinal Karol Wojtyła as Pope to his funeral in 2005. Images include his trips to Africa, the Holy Land, and a Nazi concentration camp, and more personal moments, like his meeting with his would-be assassin Mehmet Ali Ajka and visiting sick people with Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. The DVD has just been released in the United States after earlier being released in Europe and elsewhere in the world. Santo Subito was made by the Italian Pauline recording company San Paolo Multimedia, and its musical producer was Vincent Messina, who spoke to me about the aims of the project.
Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God. Without beginning or end.
Basically, what we wanted to do was to try a new technology or the most modern tools in order to spread the message of John Paul II. And as you know, the message of John Paul II has been, according also to non-believers, such a universal and such a potent message that we, in a way, try to build up a celebration of his life and his main issues, which are, as everyone knows, forgiveness, reconciliation, and peace among all people.
Santo Subito is the title you've given it, which means make him a saint straight away. And of course, as we all know, that was the chant that we first heard at his funeral. Do you think that this DVD will add impetus to the campaign to make him a saint? And in fact, why did you choose that title?
The day of the funeral, Don Giulio Neroni and I were watching it on TV, and at a certain point we looked at each other and we said, he said something like, we should join this request coming from people, and maybe that's what we should do. So yes, the idea of this DVD is to simply to become part of all that people who's asking for him to be canonized.
And do you think in fact this DVD will then definitely add an impetus to that?
I hope so. If I look at the numbers, at the little numbers that we have available at this point after a month from release, the website santosubitoonline.com has been visited by over 200,000 people. This means that people that maybe didn't have a chance to come to Rome for the funeral, or people who live so far away, they do have a chance through this type of tools like the website and the DVD to be part of this request.
How long is the DVD, and what are some of the most dramatic scenes that it portrays?
The DVD is 1 hour long, and it's divided in 10 chapters. As a matter of fact, we don't follow a precise chronology, but the very first clip that we have, it's a short clip of John Paul II, of Karol Wojtyła, before the conclave. And the last clip is the clip of the funeral, for which the composer, British composer Simon Boswell, has written a gorgeous, a beautiful, a fantastic requiem. In this DVD, we have basically the scenes of his many trips all around the world, but also there is a big part of film that we actually shot. Let's say also that our aim is not only to provide an instrument of prayer, but also an instrument of meditation for non-believers as well. The most touching clip, as far as I'm concerned, is the clip about the Holy Spirit and peace when he visited concentration camps in Poland. And I also find it very touching not only because of the power of the scenes and the power of the images, but also because of the music.
Mm-hmm. Noi all'egoismo.
The music, in fact, ranges from hip-hop through acoustic guitar to Gregorian chant, to name just but some. How effective do you feel the music is in helping to convey the message that you're trying
First of all, there is no hip-hop. There is some little trip-hop, which is a little different from, which is quite different from hip-hop. In Don Giulio Neroni's and my mind, we always had this idea that we wanted to do something for the youth. So not only we have the overwhelming suggestion of the voice of John Paul II, but that's the basic of the idea, is that if we match, put together that voice with some music arrangement, we have an incredible effect.
So how are sales going so far? Do you have any figures?
The distribution, the circulation, according to Universal numbers, I've just been informed that out of these 200,000 copies initially distributed, 83,000 have been sold so far.
Have you had any feedback from purchasers so far?
Well, when I have time, I browse on the internet, and I was quite impressed of the comments that many people who bought it are writing on blogs or newspapers. Especially in UK, there's been a fantastic reaction from this point of view.
Do you have any idea what age most of the people who are buying the DVD are? Is it mainly young people?
I can have a scientific idea, but again, from the information that I'm gathering around, especially from the websites like Amazon or many other websites where people who bought it write their comments, there is actually a bigger amount of young people who's purchasing the DVD, which is exactly what we wanted. It makes us very, very happy. I think this DVD is even beyond religion in a way. When you talk about issues like peace, like love, it's so universal. And people, and this I'm experimenting myself personally with a lot of people I'm in touch with, they call me up and they say, even though they're not Catholic, they're not believers, everyone gets so overwhelmed by the intensity of this DVD. The intensity, again, is provided firstly by the power of his voice and by the support that the music provides. This may sound strange, but I keep not thinking in terms of sales. I look at it in terms of how many people gets in touch with it. We want it to reach as many people as possible, so we decided to release it at the lowest possible price. And even the packaging is poor in a way. That's been a choice because we wanted to make it available for everyone possible. So I'm happier when I think that in 4 weeks the website has had more than 200,000 contacts, which is exactly what the top pop star of the moment is having.
So you're saying that the late Pope is selling as well as a pop star at the moment in terms of this DVD?
When I read these titles, the Pope is going to challenge the pop stars in the charts. Of course, I know what journalist's job is like, and that makes me smile, but I don't look at it that way. I just hope that this DVD helps as many people as possible to think and meditate about John Paul, because the main motivation for us has been to spread his message.
Pater noster, pie sinceris, sancti vicetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum.
I was speaking there to Vincent Messina, co-producer of the Santo Subito DVD, which you can purchase from the website santosubitoonline.com.